Okay, so let's talk about Anatomy of a Fall. I'm going to be going back to a ton of movies that I haven't made reviews for, and I have a lot on the backlog. I just did written reviews on our website, www.culturelixir.com. So make sure you're following us there to keep up with all the stuff that we talk about. But this week, you're probably going to get a ton of reviews from me just in time for the Oscars, and we'll have our Oscars video on Friday where we try to guess who's going to win the Oscars. And like I've said before, the Oscars, amazing, funny, great show, but at the end of the day, just a show. We always got to remember that, because a lot of times, a lot of great films, actors and actresses and directors and stunt work and all of that get overlooked. But hey, it's just another award show. But let's talk about Anatomy of a Fall, which is one of the films that is actually nominated, and Justine Triet as well is nominated for Best Director. And in my opinion, I think it's between Justine Triet and also Christopher Nolan for Best Director. And I'm very happy with those two right now. So whichever one of those two wins, we'll talk more about that on the video on Friday. But let's talk about Anatomy of a Fall, one of the films that I was so anticipating since last year back during Cannes, when this film won a bunch of awards. Even the Palme d'Or was given to Justine Triet for the film. This one's coming to us from Neon, and Neon has already won the Palme d'Or 3 times in a row, which is awesome. They won it for, of course, Triangle of Sadness the previous year, and then the year before that they had a winner for A Titan. So pretty much Neon has been in a pretty awesome role right here when it comes to these films that have just won some great awards. And in my opinion, Titan, Triangle of Sadness, and Anatomy of a Fall are some of the best movies we've gotten in the 2020. So super excited to see where the future of Neon holds. But let's not talk about Neon right here. We're here to talk about Justine Triet and Sandra Hüller, who are the duo behind this film. Sandra Hüller here stars as our main protagonist, who is put on trial after the apparent murder. They don't know if it was a murder or if it was a suicide of her husband, and they're trying to sort of clear the name of it all. And Sandra Hüller is put on the stand here, and also her son is also put on the stand to try and figure out what exactly happened to her husband on that fateful afternoon. One of the things here is that the husband apparently had fallen to their death, but according to some of the prosecutors and stuff, they feel that maybe Sandra Hüller's character here had maybe pushed him off. And so you start this whole like court drama as well as a family drama between the son as well, trying to figure out what exactly happened, because the son also suffers from a visionary disability, which doesn't allow them much to really look at the evidence and stuff that happened either. And you have a very, very compelling film here, honestly. So I'll start off with one of the main things I really did enjoy here is the way that Justine Triet directs this film. It is very much so a subtle film that doesn't try to do these tropes you see a lot of times in a lot of films with mystery, where it wants to hide sort of these scenarios into something else. She keeps them pretty at bay, and at the same time, they feel very real because of that, because this feels like genuine people just trying to figure out what exactly is that happened here. All have their sort of dilemmas they're dealing with at the same time, while also dealing with this big dilemma of this whole trial. And I think that Sandra Hüller is such a great actress in this as well, because she is very multi-layered as a character who has to deal with the courtroom of a drama, who has to deal with her son not really knowing if they are innocent or not, and sort of feeling that sense of, do they see me as a monster? Would they understand I didn't do this? And even if we get past all of this, will things ever be the same? And you see these emotions run through her head, through her facial expressions and stuff like that, in such a very compelling way that honestly moved me a lot. Milo Mercado Graner, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who plays the son, it was one of the best actors in this. And I think, in my opinion, one of the best actors of last year. If things were all fair and right when it comes to award season, I don't know how we don't have him as a best supporting actor nominee, because they really delivered such an amazing performance out of a lot of the actors of last year, even the grown-ups, because there is the courtroom scene with them and really going through all of these different emotions that just really are compelling in the way they deliver their lines after line. It was just some of the best acting I had seen all year, and just an amazing performance from Milo. Like I said, Justine also is here, so wrote this alongside Arthur Harari, and I think that they really wrote such an intelligent and yet however emotional piece of work here, because a lot of these scenes that are intense and really radical battle you. These amazing monologues that are just written so perfectly, and just the words are so like bouncy, and the phrases and everything flow so well together. And at the same time, the actors really have to deliver these lines in a way that's going to really have them sting and hold strong even after the scene has ended. And there were these moments where the scene ended and I was just in awe of the monologue that was just delivered by the actor. And I think that just goes to show just how great of a director Justine is, to be able to put all of these very heavy dialogue scenes together and still make the film feel as fresh and as nerve-wracking as it really did. Andrew Huller and Swan Arlotte also have amazing chemistry here as her lawyer, and there are moments in the film I think that really showcase just how much they really truly care for one another. And I really enjoyed the delicate touch to this relationship as well, because Justin Trudeau could have gone full on and make this whole relationship about them and sort of pursuing this love and everything, but it sort of is lightly touched and just done in a way where it's like you understand that there is this care and this love for one another, but at the same time you understand they're trying to be professional about it all as well and just continue on and move from one part to the next and just keep it at bay also. And I think that this sort of connection that we see they have, especially in one of the key scenes towards the end, really elevates that relationship even more. And you really understand that these two characters know what's at stake, and they realize that maybe they have to keep their emotions at bay for now. Really got to give it up to the dog Snoop here, who is played by the dog Messi. I think that they did such an amazing job. There's one scene in particular when you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it was just like, how did they play that? I don't know, but enough about that. I think that Justine Triet really does a great job at bouncing around this whole court drama that's also like a whodunit type scenario, but not really cheapening it to feel like those murder mystery type films that you know what I'm talking about, where they just feel very cheap, very cliche, very cheesy. This feels like genuine people, and you really feel for everybody in here. And I think that's just the amazing work that they did to be able to make this so convincing, but at the same time not make it too realistic where maybe it might feel dull, but also it feels like a grand movie. And I'm very excited to see how it does at the Oscars this weekend. So let me know your thoughts and opinions on Anatomy of a Fall. It is a 5 out of 5 for me, one of my favorite movies of last year, and I cannot wait to see what Justine Triet does next. I will be talking about Sandra Hüller's other film as well that's at the Oscars, The Zone of Interest. That video should be up today as well, so stay tuned for that. But let me know what you think about Anatomy of a Fall and if you enjoyed it or not. But I think there is so much texture in the film just based on how these monologues are delivered, the cinematography as well that feels so frigid but at the same time is just done so well, especially when you get to the courtroom scenes and they are so well lit. Honestly, the camera work also moving from one actor to the next and able to stay on one actor when they are delivering these very passionate and raw monologues that just hit with every single word and note that they're giving. But let us know what you think about Anatomy of a Fall. Make sure you follow us everywhere you can. We will be doing South by Southwest coverage, so if you want all of that, make sure you are subscribed to notification bell on. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers. That's our big goal as we head into South by Southwest. Should we hit it? Will we not? I think we should. But let me know what you think, and make sure you follow us everywhere else. Our website, www.culturelixir.com. As always, stay safe, stay positive.